Well, this morning we're joined by Beth Olson, who's the Cass County Director of Public Health, and I probably don't have to tell you that by now. We've been talking a lot with Beth here lately, but that's because we've had a lot to talk about. On the positive side, too, which is nice. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, how are you today?
Well, good. Hey, I want to talk about Monday. Wow, did you guys have a day?
It was a day, a great day all around.
We've had instances where we've had a few hundred doses per week of the vaccine for the COVID-19 virus that have been available to us, but you were able to work out in partnership with Rex Pharmacy an opportunity on Monday to vaccinate how many folks?
Yeah, they were able to get a tray of Pfizer vaccine, which a tray is 1,170 doses. So that's a shipment of what comes for the Pfizer vaccine. We've talked about that's why small towns don't get the Pfizers, because it comes in such a large quantity, and that's considered one shipment. But we were able to get that, which, like you said, it turned out to be a really awesome day on Monday, and we were able to vaccinate a lot of people.
How did that work out? I mean, that's almost 1,200 appointments you have to make, almost 1,200 phone calls. It's almost 1,200 folks in and out during the course of the day, and it's almost 1,200 follow-up appointments you have to set to get them their second vaccination. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yep, you got it. It certainly was, but. And like you mentioned, we'd been just talking, the Moderna vaccine and a couple hundred a week, right? So public health was just getting 300 vaccines a week. So we were able to knock out, that was a month's worth of vaccine of what we could have done if this was just public health. So we're really thankful for that opportunity to partner with Rex and that they had access to more vaccine than what local public health has. And, I think it was a win-win for both groups and just overall very successful day and a lot of logistics that went into it. But, we had a lot of happy people walking out that door, too.
And a lot of people were anxious to get those shots.
They were. They certainly were. And especially after on Monday, we were able to go to phase 1C, right? So that opened it up to a lot of individuals that didn't qualify but still really needed and wanted the vaccine. Any Iowan now with an underlying health condition, regardless of your age, as long as you're old enough to get the vaccine, you can get a vaccine now. And so we had a lot of those names on our list that we just had to say, sorry, you're just not eligible. Now as of Monday, those individuals were. So we were able to get a lot of individuals in that were really high risk for severe COVID illness should they have contracted the virus. And like I said, just so many happy people, going out those doors and, just feeling a little more protected or, a lot of people getting it to protect others too. So just a great day. I think we all just have huge smiles on our face still just because a lot of work, but absolutely worth it.
Well, and I'd have to check my math, but the last time I looked, I think Cass County is a county of roughly about 13,000 to 14,000 in population. You knocked out over 1,000 in one day. You mentioned you've had several weeks where you've been able to do about 300 a week. You're making some good progress.
Yeah, we definitely are. And, of course, we can take individuals from other counties or states, right? As long as anyone qualifies, we can take them. But, most of the people signed up on the list are Cass County residents, so we definitely knocked out a lot of our Cass County list. And, of course, I'm sure people from other counties will sign up, too, now knowing that our list is we were able to work through it so well with that Rex Pharmacy partnership. But you're right. It was a huge chunk of our population and, a very high risk chunk of our population that really needed the vaccine. So just a huge blessing that we were able to pull that off with Rex Pharmacy. And like I said, everything went so well.
Sure. Well, not to put the pressure on Rex Pharmacy, but we will. Can they do that again?
We're hopeful that we can. They hadn't done this with anyone else before, and neither had we. So we kind of wanted to see how Monday went, and I think that we both agreed it went very well. And as we get into phase 1C, we know that this is going to be an even larger chunk. So we're kind of trying to survey, who left in Cass County and, is still wanting and needing the vaccine. We found when we started calling through our list, many people had gone elsewhere for a vaccine, or maybe there were duplicates on a list. And So I think we need to get a good grasp on numbers of who's really left in the phases that are eligible needing a vaccine to see if it would be appropriate to request that much coming in at once again. And then, of course, when, you know, future phases, when things are totally wide open up to anyone that wants it, you know, I think there'd be opportunity there, too. So we don't have a date or anything set for another really large clinic like that. But, you know, I think if the demand is there, hopefully the supply would follow.
Well, now you say you don't have plans for another clinic like that, but you kind of do, don't you? Because all of these folks have to come back in a few weeks for that follow-up dose.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. So absolutely. Everyone that came on Monday will have their follow-up appointment 3 weeks later. Since they got the Pfizer vaccine, they all come back for their for their next appointment. That vaccine's already secured, though. We know that that's coming. But I don't know that we will do another big round. Like I said, I think once we have enough demand there and we know that we have enough names on our list, again, of people who qualify, we kind of have to build that list back up before we want to request that. Because when we requested it, the vaccine came pretty darn quick. You know, from the time that we got confirmation that the vaccine was ordered and going to be delivered to Rex Pharmacy, you know, we had maybe 5 working days to line this all up and get almost 1,200 appointments scheduled. So we need more names on the list of individuals who are eligible and wanting the vaccine to be able to pull this off again should we get more vaccine in.
Sure. So the list is pretty, you've run through it pretty well now. You'd have to build it back again to have another event?
It is starting to build back up with that phase 1C. You know, we've worked through most of our 1As and our 1Bs. You know, if we have any of those individuals left on our list, it's because we haven't been able to get a hold of them, or the timing just isn't quite right, or they're out of town or couldn't come to the clinic. So we have a handful of those left. But that 1C group is really what's growing, and it continues to grow by the day because anybody now with an underlying health condition, and if you've seen that list on the CDC, it's pretty broad, you know, and most American adults would qualify with something on that list. So, you know, I think we need to build that list back up. People need to sign up for our survey if they're interested in getting the vaccine and they haven't yet. I think that Rex Pharmacy and as well as Cass County Public Health, we're willing to do that again. And it was a fun day. It was a long day, but it was absolutely worth it.
Sure. A lot of volunteers involved in this?
Yeah, we did. We had about 30 people off and on throughout the day. You know, some people wanted to work the full day. Some people wanted to work shifts, you know, either a morning shift or an afternoon shift. And it worked out really well. People had the option to do whatever worked in their day. And it took about 30 of us off and on throughout the day to pull that off. So
wow.
Plus, you know, like you said, all the work on the front end, scheduling, you know, hours and hours of that. And then, you know, all the work on the back end, because all of that information has to be documented for in the state immunization registry. And we have to schedule all of those people for their second doses. So a lot of work behind the scenes, too.
Sure. Well, now here's the other side of the coin, though, too, and I don't mean to throw a big old bucket of cold water on this, but it's great that we're making advances here in Cass County, but we are still bound by the rules that are kind of set as far as who is available or who is eligible for the vaccine at the state level, right? So if we get everybody through 1A, 1B, and even, say, 1C done, we just can't automatically by ourselves move on to the next round, right?
Exactly. And so you know, once we get to the end of our 1C list and we're finding that we're not really getting individuals signing up with underlying health conditions anymore, you know, I did once we got to the end of our 1B, I reached out to the Iowa Department of Public Health and I said, look, we have this vaccine that's coming to the county and, you know, we need to be able to give it to more bodies that are eligible. And I think a lot of rural counties were getting into that same place as we were, kind of getting to the end of their 1B list and needing to move on to that next phase. So we'll certainly do that again. And, you know, I think what, you know, is important for people to remember is, you know, right now, you know, there's a lot of essential work that happens in especially rural communities like ours, right? Agriculture and, you know, just about everywhere you look, somebody has an essential role. You know, we all kept working, you know, in this last year when a lot of things around us were shut down. And just being an essential worker doesn't qualify you. So in the state of Iowa. So, you know, of course you're essential and we need those roles, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're eligible for a vaccine. So I think that'll really be the next phase, is any of those essential work fields and pretty much anyone else who otherwise didn't have an underlying health condition but still wants the vaccine. So I think it's important for people to remember that, you know, individuals with underlying health conditions are next. And then I think that next phase is going to really open up to any individuals that are left. So if you have an underlying health condition and you want a COVID vaccine, sign up. I can't reiterate that enough. You know, or if you're 65 and above and you've been kind of on the fence, you know, again, you know, sign up. You're absolutely eligible and have been for a couple months now.
Very good. So you have the ability to reach out, and they have shown the willingness to listen then, too, to your concerns.
Yes. Yep. That's what we saw happen at the kind of the end of our 1B phase. They were hearing loud and clearly from us rural counties that were ready to move to that next phase. And just on Monday, that's when we had that, you know, blessing that we could move on to that phase 1C.
Sure. Okay. Well, I guess the next step then is continue to pay attention, because this all happened very quickly, and it's possible that it could all happen very quickly again.
It certainly did. Yeah, I mean, pretty much from a Friday, you know, to a Monday is when that phase 1C opened wide up. You know, Iowa Department of Public Health announced on a Friday night that phase 1C was live on Monday, and that made, you know, opened up eligibility hugely to you know, another chunk of the Iowa population that really needs and wants the COVID vaccine. So, but of course, you know, there will be media around if Rex and Cass County Public Health do this partnership again, you know, outside of our second dose appointment that'll be coming up here in a couple weeks.
Sure. All right. Well, hopefully we'll be talking about all this very, very soon again. That's good. That's good news. It's nice to be talking, because we weren't doing that here several months ago. Everything we talked about with COVID was going on the downside. Now it seems like we're working and talking about the upside.
It is. This is a much more fun and enjoyable part of the job, and it's very fun to make those scheduling phone calls. People are so excited to hear us calling to schedule a vaccine appointment, and, you know, I think a little bit of relief, you know, comes across them and their loved ones knowing that they've had it.
You bet. Well, Beth, thank you for the time and the effort and all the volunteers that made that a one-day effort a really nice event, and hopefully we can do that soon again.
Thank you.